In Venezuela, authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro is moving to crush all dissent. His crackdown comes in the wake of this summer's presidential election, which Maduro is accused of stealing. More than 2,000 people have been rounded up, and as John Otis reports, the prisoners include several opposition mayors.
En esta oportunidad, quiero destacar el principio de transparencia.
That's Rafael Ramirez, the mayor of Maracaibo, which is Venezuela's second largest city. In a country dominated by Maduro's Socialist Party, Maracaibo is one of just a few dozen towns and cities run by the opposition. Located in western Venezuela on the shores of Lake Maracaibo, the city has been hollowed out by the country's long-running economic crisis that's prompted a quarter of its 2.2 million residents to migrate.
Démosle las gracias a Dios por estar en la mañana de hoy aquí.
Still, Ramirez won praise for paving the streets, collecting trash, and improving security, says this university professor who's lived in Maracaibo all his life. He requests anonymity because he fears retaliation from the Maduro regime.
It's the most successful government, local government, since, I don't know, a decade ago. The change has been dramatic.
But Ramirez became a target of the Maduro regime after publicly supporting opposition candidate Edmundo González in the July presidential election. Voter tally sheets showed that González won by a landslide, yet Maduro claimed victory. That sparked anti-government protests all across Venezuela. The Maduro regime responded with mass arrests. González managed to flee the country for exile in Spain, but among those detained were five opposition mayors, including Ramirez.
Y es por corrupción.
Speaking on state TV, Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello accused Ramirez of corruption. But the regime has denied Ramirez access to a lawyer, and he's yet to see any of the evidence being used against him.
Esto no es por corrupción.
At a news conference in Maracaibo, Ramirez's wife, Vanessa Linares, called the corruption charges bogus. Instead, she said, "This is about destroying an up-and-coming political leader who enjoys widespread support." After she spoke, allies of the mayor broke into chants demanding his freedom.
Right now, it's a very sensitive situation.
That's Phil Gunson, who's based in Caracas for the International Crisis Group. He says Maduro was severely weakened by his blowout loss in the election, and that his regime is now lashing out at opponents like a wounded animal.
To challenge the government in any way, to say that Maduro didn't win the election, to express public dissent, is much more dangerous now, much more difficult than I think it ever has been in the course of the 25 years that they've been in power.
Along with Mayor Ramirez, authorities detained three of his top aides, while a fourth fled the country. All this has left Maracaibo in limbo, says the university professor.
Now, no one feels protected from the possibility of losing their freedom just for having political ideas that dissent from the guys who rule in the country.
If Ramirez remains in jail, he'll have to be replaced through a special election next month. But in the wake of the stolen presidential election, it's unclear whether many Maracaibo residents will bother voting. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.